Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Where, oh, where could Rich Herrera be? Not here, that much I know. Why? Because I'm here. That's how I knew. Because I love Jeremy. I like Rich, but I love Jeremy. And I want Jeremy working 27 and a half hours today. So, do we have Rich? Do we actually track him down somewhere? Richard!
I am here. Oh. Buongiorno.
Well, I would say good morning, but I should remind everybody, the last time we were supposed to chat was on my show and you fell asleep. So it's nap time for me, sir. how are you, my friends?
I'm good. We just got here to our hotel in Palermo. Of course, we're with the WRVA World Tour with our friends from Colette. Now, this is the first time, Jeff, I've ever been on one of these. Johnson, it's pretty cool, I got to admit. Yep. I wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, but we left, what I guess was yesterday, from the WRVA studios, and we took a really nice motor coach up to, you know, like a party bus, up to Dulles, to D.C., and we flew out, and we flew on the red eye to Frankfurt, and we got off at Frankfurt, and I was just absolutely amazed that even in Frankfurt, they had a Jeff Katz dog. when I was walking through, they had Jeff Katz food named in Frankfurt. So
that's true.
I thought that was a little odd. And then we took a little jaunt across the Alps and the Mediterranean. I mean, crazy, just flying over the Alps and looking how beautiful it was to Palermo. And then lo and behold, we get to Palermo and there's this guy hawking Jeff Katz pasta. So it was pretty nice that I'm going to feel like I'm at home. I saw KFC and I saw Jeff Katz pasta as we check into the hotel. But we're with a really fun group of people. A lot of them have been seasoned News Radio WRVA, Colette travelers around the world. Some are brand new, someone like myself. Yep. So they're asking me, hey, where do we go over here? I'm like, I have no idea, but I think that sign says customs, so let's go this way. But it's been really, really fun so far.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, it is always great fun to do these trips. Colette is a great operation. And you are fortunate in this regard. I think you have inherited a lot of the trips that John left behind. And so
yes.
You get to go. I think you go. I think it's every 7.5 weeks he had them scheduled. So it'll be nice. Heidi and I, we do one each and every year just because we've got to take care of Julia. But there's such.
Right.
And what you're going to find with Colette, man, is that they take care of everything. They're forward thinking people, so you are absolutely in for a great time. You deserve it. Did you take your wife with you?
Yeah, yep, okay. She's with me, and so this is great. So, yeah, exactly. So it's been great. You know, I always wanted to be one of those guys that shows up at the airport. They have your name, you know, waiting for you with the car or the or the transportation. We got there. Guys got the big sign that says Colette, and yep. You know, Virginia, and This has been really, really great in Palermo. So what I've seen so far, it is gorgeous. We drove by where all the cruise ships dock. We drove by the marina. We're getting ready to check into the hotel. We're going to grab some lunch and go look around today. And then boom, 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 boom. But you know what? I really wasn't ready. I didn't know what to expect. Like you said, when you go on these trips, how are they going to take care of you? Jeff, I've only traveled like this in these big tour buses and things when I worked in Major League Baseball. And I'm going to tell you, the amenities that they have are big league right now. Everything I've seen has been big league. So I'm used to, you know, kind of riding the coattails of pro ball players.
Yeah.
I'm riding the coattails of Colette and these listeners, and it's been great.
You know what you're going to find, Rich? And I mean this with my heart. You're going to become such great friends with the travelers. It's a wonderful thing to interact. You know, the people who are kind enough to listen to our shows, we owe them a lot,
right?
Obviously, we do. And they're just such good people. You know that already. But you will find you develop real friendships. And Heidi and I are friends. I don't mean friendly, but legitimate friends with people we've traveled with over the years. It is such a wonderful benefit. And enjoy it. I mean, man, just have a great, great time.
Jeff, I've never been on vacation before in my life. Literally, the only time I've ever taken time off, you know, you take a week off, I'd go see my parents when they weren't feeling well, or I'd go home and you'd see family. But just going somewhere, like I've traveled all around the country. I've been to every baseball stadium, every football stadium, every college, but I've never just gone anywhere on a personal vacation where I'm not working, I'm not doing something. Like my idea of vacation is, hey, hon, do you want to come with me to the Super Bowl? I'm going to do Radio Row for a week. You stay in the hotel by yourself while I'm working 10 hours. That's the closest we ever get to vacation. So this is just absolutely mind-boggling to take a trip of a lifetime like this. And like you said, there's a lot of people with this Colette group that are experienced travelers that have been places with you or with John. Yep. And then there's some newbies like me, and it's awesome.
I love it. I love it, man. Well, you deserve it, and try not to work is my advice to you. But before we let you get to a complete and total relaxation, what are the issues over there? Are they talking about some of the stuff happening here in the States? I know you've really just landed, but I know you. You're listening in on people.
I am. I'm looking around. You know what? They do like Americans here. So that was great. They were very friendly, as I'm wearing red, white, and blue. And I have a vest that has American flag on it. People, you know, gave me a thumbs up. Although I did see some girls with, like one had a University of San Diego sweatshirt on. So I go Toreros. And she just looked at me like I was crazy. Someone was wearing a UCLA Bruins sweatshirt. I go, go Bruins. And they were just wearing the sweatshirts. But it's kind of funny. I haven't really got a chance to meet or interact with anybody yet, but I will tell you what's funny. I am seeing Black Friday ads on the billboards driving through Palermo, so they're getting ready for the holidays here as well.
Wow. Well, Amazon just dropped that 1 week from today, they will begin their early Black Friday stuff. So if you're doing your shopping over there, make sure it is efficient. But remember, you've got all sorts of deals coming your way on Amazon in just a couple of days.
Exactly. So, well, I appreciate you sitting in and getting up early. And I appreciate, you know, we love Germ. Appreciate him as well. So he likes keychains. So I'm going to try to find as many keychains as I can bring back for him for all of our stops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeremy loves his keychains. And you know what's funny, Rich? I don't know if you've noticed. He has no keys, but he just has keychains. So
it's kind of the oddest. It's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is bizarre.
That's why people think he's AI. Most people, until, you know, I made him talk the other day, most people think that he's actually artificial intelligence, like Jarvis in the Iron Man movies. They go, no, he's really a live boy, and there's no strings attached to him.
No strings anymore. I mean, we had those surgically.
I got no strings.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal. Now, it's going to be funny because we have to decide, you know, he never, ever chats in any way in the afternoon, and he's committed to that. But for some reason, in the morning, he feels totally comfortable coming on and blabbing ad nauseum. So, I don't know, maybe we'll hear a little Jeremy before the next couple of days.
Well, you know what it is I bribe him with Ucrop's chicken and wedges.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, that's a thoroughly bribable item now that I think about it.
Yeah, Ucrops is his dad. His dad used to take him to Ucrops as a kid. He loves Ucrops. It's his favorite. So I'll go, Jerm, little Ucrops today? Say something, we'll go to Ucrops.
It's just a little bit like
a little something for the effort.
There you go. Yeah, that's works for the pets. It works for Germ. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is what it is. All right. Well, you need to go enjoy an actual vacation. So I want you to go. You tell Mrs. Herrera that we appreciate the fact that she is getting a vacation. Finally, we appreciate her for enjoying the vacation. I mean, I know she's going to enjoy it. And just between us as guys, because we're guys. You are scoring so many major points.
Oh.
Now, I know she kind of liked you from the beginning, but she's really totally going to dig you when by the time this whole trip is over.
Oh, when we get home and I buy a 95-inch television, it's going to be well worth it.
I love it. All right, safe travels, my friend. We will talk soon. All right, enjoy.
All right, love you, brother. Thanks for sitting in today.
Absolutely. That is Rich Herrera, who ordinarily you would find here, but today you're going to find him, in Italy. And we team up with Colette, great company. We've got the next Jeff and Heidi adventure coming up. You got a long time to plan for that one. Like I said, it's quite a ways out, but it's by design. And I know I can start talking about it soon. I'm not going to do it today. That wouldn't be right. But in the next couple of days, I'll give you details on that. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What do we got here? Here we go. Jeff, good morning. Glad to hear you this morning. By the way, I polish my work boots once a week. And because of the mechanical service I do, it's just not a military finish, but I still polish them. Take care, Artie, in Montpelier. Yeah. And from RVA says, Jeff, Germ talks for food. You know, cats dogs would also work. Okay, well, I'll look into that. The Jeff Katz hot dog is exclusively at the Texas Inn. That is thanks to my dear friend, Dave Saunders, who is, I've said it before, I say it again, truly one of the finest human beings that I've ever met and a marvelous friend. Dave stepped up to the plate, literally and figuratively, when we started talking about Special Olympics. He knows how much Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I do with Special Olympics. And Dave said, hey, why don't we put a Jeff Katz hot dog on the menu at the Texas Inn? We got four locations. And from each hot dog, each Katz dog we sell, we'll take 50 cents, get it over to Special Olympics of Virginia. It'll go into the Carl Leonard Polar Plunge Fund. You know, every year Carl and I do something crazy. And this year, even though we haven't announced it yet publicly, it is crazy like you would not believe. And it will involve in a big, big way the Texas Inn. That's all I can tell you right now, but I want you to stay tuned for all of that. We've got Rob Chadwick joining us at 7:33, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. How can you stay safe in your own home and your work environment? 7:15, Jeff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Katz News Radio W. 724, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The federal government is back in business. Woo and or who? President Trump signed the bill to reopen everything. Cut number five, please.
Short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically. And it's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
There you go. That was it. All it took was Democrats realizing, dang, we lost. Now, I know they picked up governorships, legislatures, et cetera, Virginia, New Jersey, which they were going to get anyway. That's not really a big-time win for them. But they lost on the other front, so that's why they're digging out Jeffrey Epstein. And why not, right? They got nothing else. They are spinning and spinning and spinning and accomplishing nothing. It's going to be getting difficult, more difficult, to purchase firearms in Virginia. You know that. We'll talk with Rob Chadwick about that and more at 7:33. 7:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 7:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'll tell you, the only thing missing is a duck. Well, no, I mean, and we could do that. You know that, right? We have a duck, or we had a duck, Millard the Mallard, for years in mornings, and I now own Millard. I bought Millard a couple of years ago, so Jeremy is hanging on to Millard. Maybe we'll get a Millard appearance sometime over the next couple of days. Yeah, ordinarily with you from 3 to 6 in the afternoon, trying to help out my friend Jeremy, so he's not working 28 hours a day, so handling mornings today and tomorrow, and just reminding myself why I don't do morning radio anymore. That's all. One of my my friends and one of my regular guests in the afternoon is an amazing guy, a man of accomplishment, was a police officer up the road in Fairfax for a number of years, retired as a supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all the tactical training at their academy in Quantico, now with Delta Defense, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Rob Chadwick. And Rob is joining us. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Always great to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. It's about to get very interesting here in Virginia, and I'm not asking you anything political, but we know with the change in administration and the attorney general and what they've already said, it's going to become more and more difficult here in Virginia to exercise our Second Amendment rights. There are going to be more restrictions on purchasing firearms. That's a given. I'm just curious, as somebody who is with Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, what your thoughts might be on that.
Jeff, it's a curious reaction to me, simply because, as you mentioned, we do have a constitutionally guaranteed right to protect ourselves. You know, the our forefathers, they had incredible wisdom in guaranteeing American citizens access to the one tool. And, you know, currently there's no other tool available, at least that I'm aware of, that truly levels the playing field between the weak and the strong in an emergency. Now, this is not, I'm not at all recommending everyone should carry a gun all the time, everywhere. These are tools, though, that are that ultimate, listen, if there's no other substitute, really. I mean, I can't tell you how many stories I've had the pleasure, the opportunity, the honor to sit and listen to USCCA members who have been in existential struggles for their family's life, for their life, and the only thing that stood between them and you know, tragedy was that they had access to that firearm. They had trained with it. They were responsible users of it. That's the thing that bothers me, Jeff, is it's, you know, we are just penalizing or want to penalize law-abiding citizens. We know that concealed weapon permit holders are some of the most law-abiding citizens in the country. And yet we want to just put more and more and more restrictions, trying to legislate our way out of a problem. And there certainly is a problem in this country with gun violence. I totally understand that. It's not the gun. It's not the tool itself. And certainly restricting it through laws is only going to make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Criminals laugh up their sleeve at these laws.
That's the essence of it, is it not? I mean, a criminal by definition is one who doesn't follow the laws. So enacting more laws simply gives them more things that they're going to violate.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. We know that, you know, these gun-free zones, you know, the little sign with the outline of a gun with a circle through it, we know that that is not an effective dissuader of gun violence, you know, at schools or at workplaces. It's simply a notice that, you know, law-abiding citizens are not going to be able to protect themselves within these confines. So just I wish we could reimagine another way, because right now the dividing line seems to be pro-gun, anti-gun, and that to me is just missing the mark entirely.
Absolutely. Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob is the principal training advisor for Delta Defense, the United States Concealed Carry Association, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI. Rob, if we have responsible gun owners who have already purchased firearms, maybe we're okay, maybe we're not okay. We have folks who are looking at the next, 9 weeks to get themselves someplace. I do a lot of business with New American Arms on West Broad Street. Great people over there. Retired police officer who owns and operates that. But there are lots of good folks in that space. But there have to be other options, and particularly after more restrictions come in. Tell us a little bit about that, because you actually have a book. I want everybody to know that, the Practical Guide to Personal Security. You go through all the steps, and it seems to me we talk about it a lot, but it starts with situational awareness always, doesn't it?
Always, Jeff. It starts with a mindset, and that mindset is you, your listener, everyone in your listening area must accept that this could, some sort of, you know, violent crime could happen to you. I mean, and I'll tell you, Jeff, having spent time with literally hundreds of victims over the years, talking with them, and even USCCA members who have had to defend themselves, the one constant common denominator is they never thought it would have happened to them. They never really thought it would happen to them until it did. Yep. And we hear that refrain over and over again, and I want people to just learn from that. Like, we never thought it would happen here. Well, it's always going to happen to somebody, right? We know that. We're never going to get rid of violent crime. What we want to do, the goal of each individual, hopefully, is to, you know, obviously work with police, work with law enforcement, fund that to try to reduce violent crime. But ultimately, as an individual, you simply want to make yourself the least attractive target to a potential criminal, right? Think of like the zebra pack out on the savannah. The zebra isn't going to stop the lion. He's just hoping he goes after the one that strays from the pack, or the wounded zebra, so to speak, right? The one that looks like an easy target. You don't want to be that easy target. You don't want your home to be an attractive target to a burglar. So there's so many things you can do just to change the way you go through life. It's not going to fundamentally change your life at all. What it's going to do is empower you to be safer, practically safer, and thus far less likely to be the victim of a violent crime.
What about, it's going to sound absolutely crazy to some, but what about the prevalence of cell phones right now? If in fact your head is always down looking at that phone, number one, you're not aware, but number two, all the bad guys, it's like fishing in a barrel, isn't it? They look at you, go, they got no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. You know, I, of course, I'm speaking to you on a cell phone. They're incredibly valuable tools. They're ubiquitous. Almost everyone uses them. But we have to be smart about where and when. You know, I mean, they're great. But if you're out walking in public and your head is in your phone, especially at night when that bright light washes out your peripheral vision, you know, the Lord gifted all of us with some really incredible early warning tools. Yep. You know, that your peripheral vision, your sense of hearing. It's important for people to understand that your brain operates on a subconscious level as well. And your brain is processing millions of more signals than you are conscious of, and always scanning for threats to your existence, right? We evolved from ancestors who were far more likely to die a terrible death, you know, years and years ago. But those inherited traits, right, allow us to have this, really what it is your intuition, right? It's that body's subconscious early warning system that is designed to scan for threats to your safety, But what we do in modern society is, you know, we plug our ears with AirPods. We wash out our peripheral vision with these bright lights on these cell phones. We just have to be smart about when and where to use those things. You know, when you get in your car, you're very vulnerable. People could predict exactly where you're going to be for a little bit of time. That's not the time to plug in Waze and trying to figure out if you can find your house, right? Get in your car, move a couple hundred yards, far less predictable. I'm pretty sure you can go 100 yards without Waze. And then plug it in, or then make your phone call, or whatever it is you need to do with that thing. But understand that when you're in public, you're far more vulnerable than when you're in a controlled space like work or home, something like that.
Let me ask you to give 2 points of contact. First of all, for those of us who carry firearms, we are concealed carriers. I happen to think that U.S. Concealed Carry Association membership is vital. It's why I'm a member. I want you to remind everybody where they can go and learn more about that, and then I want them to learn a little bit more about this book as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I'm so proud to be part of this association of nearly 900,000 Americans just like you and me across the country. It's uscca.com, and you know, if you're wondering about where do I start my first step along my, you know, self-protection, self-defense, family defense journey, uscca.com is a great place to start. We have a search box. You just enter your zip code, find training, and it will literally list hundreds of upcoming classes within driving distance usually. And I know right there in Richmond we have a bunch that are free. You know, come out and work with a USCCA instructor as a part of a class, usually a lot of people there, so you won't be the only one, free of charge, and just start exploring, you know, what can I find out? How can I put myself in a better, you know, position to succeed in a high-stakes situation? And then you mentioned the book. That's simply the practicalsecurityguide.com. That's a landing page. You know, some bunch of testimonials about the book, but it takes you right to where it's for sale on Amazon.
All right, and that landing site one more time?
Practicalsecurityguide.com. It's also, Jeff, just now available on pretty much all of the Audible audio streaming sites like Audible, Apple Books, Spotify, Premium, that sort of thing. So if you'd rather listen to it, I recorded it myself, had a lot of fun doing that. That's available now, too.
All right. Well, we're going to make sure we share all of that, Rob. I value your friendship and your leadership in this arena. It's always good to talk to you. I look forward to doing it again soon.
Jeff, the feeling's absolutely mutual. Enjoy the rest of the morning show, and I understand why you prefer the afternoon drive, my friend.
Apparently, there is a 6 a.m. as well. Who knew, right?
Who knew?
It's crazy. That is Rob Chadwick, one of the best. I'm telling you right now, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. His book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. PersonalSecurityGuide.com is where you go to check that out. He's also the principal training advisor for U.S. Concealed Carry Association. 745, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Joanne in Hanover. Good morning, Jeff. Great to hear you this morning. Thank you, Joanne. I'm happy to be here, I think. Johnny in Midlothian checking in. Wow, just turned on the radio. I get to hear Jeff Katz, an unexpected pleasure. Thank you, Johnny. Tom's down in Midlothian. Hey, good morning, Jeff. It was great hearing Gary yesterday and you today. Thank you to everybody. A couple of folks taking a look at the, what was it? Let me see. Oh, I know what it was. Was it Channel 8 that did the story of the really fat lady who was complaining about lack of food because her food stamps were taken away? She couldn't eat. Yeah, I had that posted over at The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook a few days ago. That was, I forget where that story was originally from, but I got to tell you something. If you haven't seen the video, go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook and take a look at it. This woman, Germ, what are you thinking? Conservatively, I would say she was 350 pounds, easily 350 pounds. And she was going to starve to death, she claimed, because she was not getting food stamps for a couple of weeks. And I thought, well, God, I want to be nice. I don't want to be overly nasty. But, ma'am, you are in no danger of starving to death this year. Now, maybe later in 2026, it might have been an issue. But I'm just telling you, ma'am, you were just fine. You weren't going to go anywhere. Tony Pham's going to be with us at 8:33. The mayor of Chicago wants the United Nations to step in on the illegal immigration front. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.